Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
Hello, clean freaks. Dana Myers here. Hey, Deb.
Hey.
How you feeling?
I'm getting better. I've been sick. very sick. And I don't get sick.
Well, apparently you do.
Apparently I do. and I got like hit by a Mack truck over the last few days.
Not literally,
but it might have felt better actually. So we want to give a shout out actually. We're actually on Unfiltered Radio now.
Woohoo! We got picked up.
And you can go to unfilteredradionetwork.com/live/ and listen to us there as well. And where else can they get this awesome, delicious show?
As always, we are on iTunes, Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and on Podbean if you're an Android user. Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast. So,
yeah,
very easy to find us. And we also post our podcast every Monday, sometime Monday.
Sometime on Monday.
And depending on what Dana's doing on Monday and if she remembers it, it's Monday. And sometimes it's an, oh, shit, it's Monday. Got to get that thing online.
Well, you've got more time, too, now on Monday,
too.
Because Dana is all moved into her new place and she's a few minutes away from her work.
And from you.
And from me, which is great, at least for the time being anyway, because I might be moving out to Chester County.
Right.
But I say that, and it'll probably be 5 years, and I'm sitting my ass still in the city like, yeah, I'm moving out to Chester County. sometime soon.
So,
there's probably, as soon as you get situated and, you know, you get into a routine, you know, because you might be able to, you know, post in the morning or it doesn't matter.
Definitely. Yeah. I have so much more time. I literally can walk to work in 5 minutes. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So happy with the move, happy with, being on Unfiltered Radio Network. And we're talking about happy vaginas today.
Feeding your vaginas.
Oh, even better. Feeding your vagina.
What to eat to keep your vagina healthy.
And I think this is interesting because I don't think anybody really thinks about this. Like, really? Like,
probably not.
I mean,
most of the things topical. You think of topical treatment for your vagina, like you were talking about the coconut oil, massages, and things like that, which is also great. But yeah, not a lot of people think, aside from like the typical urinary cranberry stuff. You don't really think about the vaginal health.
Yeah, so I mean, most people don't eat. Most women don't eat and say, "Oh, this is really going to help my vagina." Except us, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to some extent, anyway. Weird. Like, yeah, I'm going to have this probiotic, and it's going to help my vagina stay nice.
Do you have a nice vagina?
Most of the time.
It just doesn't like growl.
There's days that she doesn't feel very, very good. So actually on that note, one of the first ones is yogurt.
And we're not talking like Danone.
No.
Danone, we're going to want to sponsor us after this podcast. I know it.
All right. We're talking about an unsweetened Greek yogurt. That's so, got a nice amount of probiotics in it, no sugar.
Right. None of that fruit on the bottom nonsense.
Yeah, none of that fruit on the bottom or like whipped yogurts.
Like candy toppings.
Yeah. What'd you have for breakfast this morning? I had yogurt. It was really healthy. Really? What kind of yogurt? It was the one with the candy topping on top and had the fruit on the bottom. And like, okay. So you had like several teaspoons of sugar for breakfast this morning.
Exactly.
That's basically what it is.
Just go have some fruity pebbles.
Yeah. So what So because of the probiotics, it actually really helps to keep the vaginal pH in balance. And there's actually, on that note, there are actually probiotics for your vagina.
Like in a capsule form?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that you can just kind of, you know, put up in your vagina.
Oh, suppository.
Suppository probiotics.
Not something you swallow with your mouth. Mm-hmm. You swallow it with your vagina.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So I think pH is one of the main things that we're looking at here. Okay. Like to keep that in check. So, you know, we know that probiotics are live organisms, you know, and, you know, they're friendly bacteria. So, you know, there's other things, like if you're not fond of something like yogurt, like all of those other types of foods, like kimchi or sauerkraut, like fermented foods, mm-hmm. are really good for your, a good source of probiotics. Which, just on that note, I have sauerkraut in the refrigerator and I'm actually now craving it.
Maybe it's my vagina
craving it, which could be very possible
Deb.
Right now.
See, you can hear it talking to you.
Deb.
I, for some reason, I don't think that's what your vagina sounds like, if it were to have a voice.
How does my vagina sound?
Know, like, yo, bitch. Go get me some sauerkraut. Is that right? A little more thug.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine. That's fine. And yours is probably much softer.
Right. Mine might say, Deb. Or no, Dana.
Your vagina's
calling
me.
It might. Some days.
Dana, give me some sauerkraut. Yo, Deb, you better put some fucking sauerkraut up in this shit. I'm hungry, bitch.
Right. I think you got it.
Oh, man. I'm getting a reputation as a thug. It's just that I'm aggressive. I don't
well
know.
Well deserved.
Okay. So cranberry juice, right? Cranberries. We know about cranberries. Now, I don't know. I have a little issue with cranberry, and I'll tell you what it is.
Sugar?
No, because they're disgusting.
Pure. Yeah.
Like they're, what? Well, they're, when you just have a cranberry, like, yeah. Have you ever had just a cranberry?
They're gross.
They're like all, they're really sour.
Yes.
So here's my issues with cranberry. Even though I think they're good for like urinary tract infections and that kind of stuff, and like to fight off bad bacteria. If you have like a very sensitive bladder, cranberry can irritate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I tend to stay away from cranberry because
You have a sensitive bladder?
I have a very sensitive bladder.
Aww. See, she's sensitive.
I am very sensitive. I have this like, okay, I have a hard shell. But when you break through that shell, I'm like sweet as pie.
Oh, no doubt.
Sweet as pie.
You are a sweetheart.
Yes. But like...
But don't ever fucking cross her.
I can let it go. I in the last few weeks, I've let some things go that I'm proud of,
good.
You know, instead of like, you know, causing World War XII.
I want to pet you. Good job. All right. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, so if you're going to go the cranberry juice route, you need to make sure that you're not getting like cranberry juice cocktail or any kind of blend or any of that bullshit that this is disguised as cranberry juice but really is just like sugar.
Yeah, and on that note too, you know, easing up on caffeine and alcohol, you know, is good for the vagina too.
Wah, wah. Don't like that news.
Yeah, but you know, you can see why. I mean, caffeine is very drying, mm-hmm. okay? And so is alcohol. Alcohol is very, very drying. They dehydrate you.
Yeah,
and, you
for
know,
sure.
Yeah, so if you're dehydrated and so here's the way that works, okay? Let's say you don't drink a lot of water, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say you're dehydrated and let's say you know, you have a few cups of coffee for for breakfast, you know, in the morning time, mm-hmm. and then you don't have a lot of water or anything to drink throughout the day, and then you go out, you have some cocktails, and you repeat that several times, mm-hmm. you know, and you're just not like a water drinker, your vaginal walls...
You have like fucking cobwebs, right?
I mean, cobwebs is one way to put it, but like, I mean, your vaginal walls will be dry, very dry, and, you know, then you can get, you know, some issues... you know, with that, you know, like pain,
right.
You know, and, obviously lack of lubrication. I mean, I don't think a lot of people connect that kind of stuff together.
Like, it makes complete sense though. I mean, yeah. If you're not giving your body water, how can you possibly be lubricated anywhere?
So when that's one of the first things that I ask women when they come into my office, okay, it's like, oh, you know, I've got, you know, vaginal dryness issues. I'm perimenopause or I'm menopausal. And obviously I want to look at the hormones. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to look at the relationship. I want to look at everything. But like one of the first questions is how much water do you drink?
Isn't it funny that people, they don't really ever want the simple solution. They're like, that couldn't be it.
I know.
They almost want it to be much more complex than that because then they're not at fault for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me. It's like, oh, no, that can't be.
And then they go in and they're like, well, my doctor didn't tell me that. Well, if you're seeing me, I am your doctor and I'm telling you that.
You know,
but you're right. They don't want, a lot of people don't want the simple answer. They think it's way, way more complex. And I'll tell you, man, if there's one thing that I've learned about water, like, everything from brain health, obviously cell health, to vaginal health, to a whole host of different things. Like if I don't drink water, like I didn't drink a lot of water over the last like few days, man. I can feel it.
You didn't? You've been sick. You should be drinking a lot of water.
I know.
You dummy.
Well, I started.
I saw something on Facebook about water recently, and it was just amazing. And I hope I can find it because it was hilarious. It was something like, forget it. I'll find it. Go on.
I've been drinking water. I haven't been drinking as much as I should, but like I can feel it. Okay, so, you know, cranberry juice, and again, make sure that it's not one of those blended formulas. You found it?
I did find it. Okay, I feel like water solves all problems.
Uh-huh.
Want to lose weight? Drink water. Clear your face, drink water. Tired of your man, drown him.
I did see that. Yeah. Oh,
that's funny.
That is funny. Water solves all problems.
There you go.
Yes. Okay, so sweet potatoes, okay, and this is a vitamin A thing, you know, and anything with high amounts of vitamin A, because the vitamin A keeps the vaginal walls and the uterine walls healthy. You know, and they also, vitamin A actually synthesizes some hormones. So it's good. And I think you had a question about, well, wait a second.
Like, couldn't you just take a supplement?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're talking high quality supplements, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, isn't that just as good?
Yeah.
Because I might not want to have a sweet potato every day. I certainly don't.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think so. And then like when we get into supplements, you know, I personally would go to a liquid vitamin A before a capsule, just because you don't know if there's any digestive issues, and you know, then you're not really, you know, digesting the vitamins, and you may not be getting the vitamin A. So a nice liquid vitamin A, I think, you know, could certainly do the trick.
That's fantastic.
And you don't need a lot of it either. Because, you know, if you do too much, vitamin A is definitely one that you can get toxic with.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, you sound lovely. This one's fun. Dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking high quality, organic, you know what, like 70% or higher cacao, maybe even more. It's very rich in antioxidants. I think everybody knows that. But again, you can't be grabbing the Hershey Kisses, like that is not going to do it. it can boost your overall sexual function and also help maintain vaginal health. I mean, I'm all for chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough though, like you got to stay away from those commercial brands, man.
We're never going to get a sponsor.
I know, we're never going to get a sponsor. I know.
Brought to you by abso-fucking-lutely no one.
Abso-fucking-lutely no one. But like Dove and Lindt and Hershey's and yeah, like people just get these, you know, chocolates and it's just like, it's got all these emulsifiers and, you know, bad soy. Crap in it and yeah. Soy, genetically modified soy. And, you know, so a good dark chocolate, does so much for so many things other than vaginal health. I mean, because of the massive amounts of antioxidants in it. So yeah, I'm about the dark chocolate. Absolutely. And, you know, almonds and pumpkin seeds too, man. Massive high quality or high content of zinc. Zinc is a precursor for testosterone, okay, and a hormone balancer as well. So, you know, you can make your menstrual cycle more regular, you know, as well with zinc. And, you know, zinc's a great mood enhancer. That reminds me, I should actually take some zinc.
Yeah.
Just because most people are low in zinc and for my immune system. Yeah, actually I've been doing zinc lozenges.
All right.
But, zinc I found is also, really beneficial for detoxing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's really, really good, especially like if you have like the MTHFR gene,
the motherfucker gene.
Yeah. Which 90 some percent of people with Hashimoto's do.
Still got to digest it for that.
Yeah. And it's like one out of two people do. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's 40 or 50% of the population has that gene. Hmm. And there's a few copies of, or there's a few types of it, but you know, so zinc helps you to detox. So zinc is actually really, really important when it comes to that. Some articles talk about soy.
Yeah. And that's a sticky subject for us. Now I can understand why chemically soy might be, you know, good for vaginal health. But when we're talking about like typical soy that most people have access to, it's mm-hmm. not something that specifically we don't want to do soy because of our Hashimoto's, but most people shouldn't anyway, because it's just GMO. Most of it is. So what do we do about that? I mean, why is it good? The phytoestrogens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it can keep your vagina lubricated because of the phytoestrogens. I think there's better ways. Yeah, like yams, like sweet potatoes have phytoestrogen.
How about just like a really hot guy? Keep your vagina lubricated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think that. I mean, you're looking there. Her face is freaking priceless, but like. When a woman has a hormonal issue, and it doesn't matter how hot the guy is, like it just doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
For those women?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, there's several things that go into that, but like, you know, this is kind of cool because I'm in the process of developing a product for this. And it's actually got estrogen in it. But it's not from soy,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. Now there are, I did hear that if you are going to eat soy, okay. And I read, and this was fairly well documented. I'm in no way a soy expert, except for the fact that we know that it's like 95% of it is genetically modified.
Right.
So we want to stay away from it. It can also be an estrogenic, so it can also raise bad estrogen.
Right.
So, you know, we want to be careful about that. But I did believe that if you're going to have soy, stay away from like tofu and miso and those types of things. But tempeh is actually a better soy to have if you can find it non-GMO'd.
I have found it.
Yeah.
It's just not that great tasting.
No.
No.
No, it's like, actually...
There's nothing. It's like eating a sponge.
Yeah. I haven't had many soy products that were good.
Mm-mm.
You know, I always looked at people that like sucked down that edamame at a restaurant as an appetizer. Like, what do you get out of that?
The only thing that's good about that is the soy sauce you're dipping it in.
I guess.
And the salt that you're sprinkling on it. Otherwise, it really so has no flavor.
Like, that's like all double soy. Whammy. Yeah. It's like a double whammy of soy. Yeah. So, you know, if you're somebody that, you know, if you're a vegetarian and you are drinking your coffee with soy milk and, you know, that stuff's genetically modified. And then you eat, you know, tofu for lunch and, you know, then you have some, you know, edamame for dinner and, you know, it's like, God damn, like your estrogens must be off the hook.
Right.
You know, but we don't, you know, we tend not to listen to that. So be careful with soy. I think that's the main message here. And, you know, make sure that you're looking at your, what you're putting into your system with regards to your vagina.
Yeah.
And like, that's a sensitive little part down there, man. Like I always tell people, like men have to be very careful too, with their partner's vagina, because like if he sweats, and I'll see this in my office a lot, a couple will come in and be like, every time I have sex, I get a bacterial infection, like, or, you know, either bacterial vaginosis or like a UTI. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, first of all, some women can be allergic to sperm. Okay. And second of all, whenever you have sex with a new partner, okay, because your vagina is not acclimated to the new bacteria, okay, women will oftentimes get a bacterial infection. And then third, like men carry around from sweating, okay, bacteria on their testicles and even on the shaft of their penis. So if a couple has sex and let's say they don't shower or something like that, then it's a high likelihood that they could get a bacterial infection as well. And some women are way more sensitive to it than others. Some women, you know, they won't necessarily get anything, and others will. So I always say to those couples, okay, this is what I want you to do. We're going to have to just start off like this, because we need to start figuring out what's going on. So I want them to get in the shower. I want them to wash up before they have sex. I want to make sure their hands are clean, because bacteria will live under nails. And, you know, so we want to start having sex in that way with coconut oil, so that we're getting some antifungal, antibacterial. And then I want to go for a little while like that and see where we end up with the UTIs and the bacterial vaginosis. And then after that, once we neutralize, I want both of them to use coconut oil on their genitalia because of the antifungal and the antibacterial properties. So you got to take care of that, you know, that organ.
Yeah, absolutely. You do.
Okay, well,
I guess we're done.
Feed your vagina, I guess. You know, it's hungry, isn't it?
Hungry.
Is your vagina? Your vagina's hungry, huh?
I think it's hungry.
Okay. Well, on that note,
I don't think I'm going to get it fed here, but
I don't think you want it fed here right now. Believe me, you do not want what's in this mouth.
Oh my goodness.
You don't want it.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.